Okay, now we're live.
Hello.
What's up, world? Welcome to the first Keeping It in the Family episode of Free Samples. You were going to put your headphones on because you saw me putting mine on, and then I changed my mind, and then you changed your mind.
No,
did I read you like a Magic Treehouse book just then? That's okay.
I miss those.
Me too. Oh my God, there was one with ninjas.
I remember.
Does that, ring
one.
A bell? I'm going to talk to
you. Know, I didn't read.
Did you like, did you ever learn how? Was it like a subversive thing? Like, I'm going to stand up to the education system.
And no, I'm not gonna... That's why I'm in the arts and sciences school, you know.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Still learning.
You got to read, like, chiaroscuro. Whatever.
DNA samples.
DNA samples, baby.
Because we're related.
Have you guys done, like, a 23andMe thing before?
I don't dare.
I think our grandma did. We're really Irish.
Okay, that's like a quarter of the way there.
In case you were wondering.
If you're really Irish,
and
but
Finnish.
Just... Finnish what?
Okay.
What? You gonna finish your sentence?
I think we should play the next song.
I'm riding around town with...
Or you can just sing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. Let's just do acapella.
Or you can just karaoke it.
Which one of you goofy goobers were the one that suggested this song?
It was,
if I recall.
It's just all a blur, you know what I mean?
We're two halves of the same brain.
Yeah.
So you both only have half?
That's fair. This brings me back. I'd say you're at a middle school dance.
Yeah. Set the scene.
You're in the bathroom with your girls.
Yeah.
And then
I was very frequently in the bathroom with my girls, so wanna just keep it going.
And then you hear this song, maybe like Tyler just broke your heart because you asked him to dance.
Oh, Tyler.
And he said no.
Subversive.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. I feel like this is coming from a very niche, like, exclusive to you experience.
No, it is not. Okay,
yeah,
so
no. Who, Tyler, yeah.
You're in the bathroom with your girls, and then you hear this song come on, and you're like, let's go, girls.
We gotta go. You know what? Tyler can suck it. We're gonna go
Tyler
throw
can suck
ass
it.
To Forget You by CeeLo Green.
No yeah. ass throwing.
All right, well.
Play the track.
All right. I was throwing ass in middle school, but that's, you know, I was an early bloomer. All right, this is CeeLo Green.
And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with us. she did. And I'm like,
I'm
Wow.
Yeah, I moaned really loud when I was turning on the microphones, and that's okay, because I'm owning up to it. You laugh, but you're not gonna be laughing later. You're not gonna be laughing later. Nope.
Just came in with that honesty.
I did come in with that honesty because the viewers deserve the truth. The viewers deserve the truth.
Listeners.
You know what? You need to crawl out from inside of my butt, because I'm trying to host a radio show. Oh! Rock, paper, scissors for it?
Best out of three.
All right, wait, are you on shoot?
I can't believe this is happening.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot? Or are you just rock, paper, scissors?
I think you rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and then you throw out whatever.
Why would you say shoot and then not do it? So you're like, rock, paper, scissors,
okay,
shoot, boom.
No, it's on shoot.
I'm not even playing with you anymore.
No,
this is
fighting like a couple of siblings.
All right.
Well, it's almost
I fit
like
right into the DNA sample. All right.
DNA sample. Ready?
Are we doing it on shoot, or are we doing not doing
shoot
at all? Okay.
Best out of one. This is taking too long.
Fine. Best out of one. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right. You're the host now. All right. Liv is the host. She will be taking over for the remainder of the school year. I'm actually going to transfer.
Stunning.
I feel like it's a very apt reaction.
You can do like a Freaky Friday swap, body swap.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Where
oh my
you're,
gosh.
You're a paralegal now, and Liv is a biology
Oh, I could get a wig?
Major.
That'd be awesome.
Hey.
Always wanted black hair. You. Is your hair black?
At times.
Chill the fuck out, all right? Oh my god. It changes with my mood. No. It stays the same.
Are.
Stop that.
What color?
I wasn't a part of this.
How would you describe your eyes?
You're getting roped in, dude.
I would describe them as hazel.
They're ever-changing, like the winds.
You know what?
And the streams.
It depends on the lighting.
I
They're
never
like a babbling
asked to
brook.
Be a part
they
of
whisper
this.
To me. What? No, but you are. You're on the show. This is what happens. This is the shenanigans.
I want to hear what's next.
You want to hear what's next? Well, what's next is the angstiest of angst anthems. This is, this album is like new-ish. I don't know. I miss them. I feel like they did a lot of, Oracular Spectacular, which mm-hmm. I think came out in like 2010.
I have no idea.
That's the one with like kids
electric feel.
Oh my god, that's gonna be my next song. Frank Ocean did a cover of Electric Feel, but the sample was never cleared, so now it just exists on goofy little streaming websites, and that's what we're doing next. All right, this is When You Die by MGMT.
it means to reciprocate. And how much can I be expected to tolerate? So I started to think about the plans I made the day unpaid. And you just can't.
Oh,
And we're back, unfortunately. Wait, yeah, mics are on. We're back. We are so back. You don't have to read right now. You're on air.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. You don't have to read the... So we're figuring out which pizza to do. We can't do the dried fruit one because that's reserved for Danny. It's their thing.
Yeah, Liv's actually been waiting for this moment to debut her rap career, so she's gonna...
Oh, can you please do it in the style of like a... Like
she's
a,
gonna rap the PSA
like a free-form slam poetry style.
You know, I feel like you need like the intense eye contact and the hand gestures to pull off slam poetry.
Yeah, it's true.
And they can't see
but
right
you
now.
Can...
They can
make
imagine.
Do. You can make do with what you got.
Yeah.
We might have to come back.
All right, no, I was never planning on doing it this interval.
Zero pressure.
Yeah, no pressure, bro.
All pressure.
This is just how we get money. So if you don't do it well, they won't pay us. So.
How much are they paying you?
$100 million a minute that I'm alive since I was pushed out of my mom. So no pressure or anything. But,
okay.
What's your biggest fear?
Wow. Oh my god. Fear of the
don't say like weird, just say like
fear
spiders.
Fear of the unknown, particularly when
like
I'm in the ocean.
Caves? Oh, I was thinking that.
I don't like it when my feet can't touch the ground and I don't know what's below me. Sharks are...
You would hate airplanes, dude.
Are the kicker. You know what?
What? Tell me what. Tell me what right now.
What's your biggest fear?
Oh man. I had this dream once about a spider that had like a hand at the end of each of its little arms.
That's kind
of and
cute.
It had like, no, it had like a gun in each of them.
Oh my god.
And it was so fast.
Whoa.
It was huge. It was huge. It was
okay,
the size of a minivan.
You really should have clarified that beforehand. I thought we were talking about like a little like daddy long leg with like a bunch
no,
of guns.
No, dude. I mean, do you have any idea how dangerous spiders would be if they had hands and were also the size of a minivan?
And had guns? Totally.
Do you think that if spiders were the size of minivans, they could also, like...
Operate guns?
Take claim to the Second Amendment. Yeah, pretty much. Like, do you think it would apply to them?
I don't think they have fingers, so I feel like that would
no,
be...
No, if they... Oh, my God. You know what?
Difficult.
This is bombing. You know, yeah, this is bombing. All right, before...
Your fear is irrational.
Before we go on to Anita Ward, which is a great, great song,
you're
which
welcome.
I think our very own Fresh Prince of Bel-Air sampled once upon a time. But I have a question. Would you rather have a horse-sized duck or a duck-sized horse?
Why are we doing icebreakers right now? We already
know
each other.
There's no icebreakers. There's no ice to break.
A duck-sized horse.
Duck-sized horse. Wait, what?
Why would you ever want a huge duck?
So you could fly on it.
I don't feel like ducks are that aerodynamic.
So you can go across the oceans.
They're so buoyant, dude.
You can make it across the ocean.
You could bring, like, food in a little satchel.
What would you use your mini horse for?
This is how you know there's a right answer, and you didn't pick it.
This is how you know that we're related, but also distinct.
So I take it you would pick a horse-sized duck.
I think so.
Naturally, because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool. I'm thinking about it right now. Like Buckbeak from Harry Potter? The giant bird horse thing?
I didn't read.
She didn't read Harry Potter either.
Oh, I forgot you didn't know. You don't know how to read.
Right, yeah.
Okay. You know, that's my bad. I gotta keep up with the plot.
One day.
One day. One day you'll learn. I can teach you.
Nah.
Nah, yeah, you're right. I don't want to do that. All right, here's Anita Ward.
I love that song.
Me too. The one that goes, ah! Or the one that goes, Tied Up Right Now by Parcels.
Yes, correct. Cool. That song. That song is actually on Liv and I's mom's backyard barbecue playlist.
Oh, that would go crazy at a backyard barbecue.
It did.
Oh, dude.
At my family birthday party on
Now that
Saturday.
I know what your backyard looks like, I can, like, structure it out
in
my mind.
Picture it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just your dad throwing down on the grill and just everybody's.
He threw down.
Oh, yeah.
There was a grill fire. Everyone was like, Lance, can we help? And he was like, no, I got it.
Wait, there was a fire.
It was a small one.
There was supposed to be a fire, like, inside of the grill.
There were burgers
it was,
on
did
fire.
It go outside of. Oh.
No, it was contained.
I would still eat it. I'm so gross like that, but I would. Like, I love burnt popcorn. Mom, if you're listening, I'm fighting. I'm advocating on behalf of the burnt popcorn community. this episode.
You're so brave.
You want to talk about guns or tornadoes or whatever you decided?
I would absolutely love to.
Cool. But before you do, get like a meet and greet with the microphone. Like, get weird with it.
Lay it on us.
Yeah.
Am I close enough to the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, if you see that little bar jumping around. Nope. Look.
I'm looking.
Behind
no,
you.
No, behind you, ding dong. The one that like jumps around. Yeah. If you see it jumping around.
It's right behind you.
It's right behind me, isn't it?
Anyway, a PSA from FEMA and the Ad Council. Today you brushed your teeth.
I did.
You skipped the floss.
I did.
Oh, damn.
You combed your hair.
Nope.
You went to work.
Nope.
You did all the things one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know what day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
Oh, it's forward slash. I thought it was backslash, and I've been trying to figure that out for months.
Just went with what I thought it was, and it could be wrong.
Well, I have a question.
Well,
does it slash forward or backward?
In my opinion, it's slashing forward.
Well, you know what? I respect your opinion, and I believe you. What is EF?
I
don't even know. There's no way that you study. There's no way you've like got a syllabus or something. Like,
I feel prepared.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's run into like a big open field, right? If you're in a tornado, just get, like, just hold up a giant parachute.
Protect
like,
your cows.
As big as you can. Yeah.
Everyone's got them.
Protect your what?
Your cows.
Oh, my God. Oh, because they go, and then they'll get swept up in the tornado. Thank you, Wizard of Oz, I think, was the like first one to do that. And then it became a trope.
Today could be the day.
Oh.
You woke up.
Before.
You had breakfast.
The day before the day.
The day before the day was questionable freezing.
Today.
Yeah. I didn't write
guys.
It.
Guys.
All right.
Guys, we did it. We're playing Eenie Meenie by Sean Kingston on Free Samples.
Let's go.
Eenie Meenie, Miney Mo. Catch a bad chick by her toe. If she holla, if she holler, let her go. She's indecisive. She can't decide. She keeps on looking from left to right. Girl, come a bit closer. Look in my eyes. Searching it so wrong. I miss
you
the
ride. Like the time. You're missing paradise with me, you're winning, girl. You don't have to roll the dice. Tell me what you're really here for.
Here for
them other guys. I can see right through you. You seem like the type to love them and leave them and disappear right after the song. So give me the night to show you.
Yeah. Shawty is a eeny, meeny, miny, moe lover. Shawty is a
garden. Been breathing so hard, we both could use the oxygen. Just hop on my back, I'll take you down the stairs. Into my backyard, then lay you right on the grass. Give it to you over again, over again, over again, over again. Making love underneath the cherry leaves. Tell me how my nature feels. Said, oh, baby, up against the cherry tree. Baby girl, I'll give it to you naturally. Naturally. Feeling like Adam when he first found out this existed. Me and my Eve trying out our first position. And it's all good, and it's all free, and it's all you, and it's only me. Playing in the dirt, wrestling myself inside you. Yeah, give it to you over again, over again, over again, over again. Making love underneath the cherry leaves. Baby girl, tell me how my nature feels. Said, oh, baby, up against the cherry tree. Naturally, my cave won. I'm a caveman. No wild things in a wild land. Keep going, baby. Keep getting it, baby. Get better, lady. Couple bam, bam. Bam, bam, bang, bang. Girl, your heart goes bam and bang. Feel my
what's up, cool people? Wow, I'm almost way too close to my microphone.
That was cool.
Yeah, thanks. All right.
Awkward.
Weather today was crazy. You guys see that? Those clouds?
We did. We were caught in the rain.
Yeah, wow.
Liv and I were balling on Bello.
Bello Field.
No, not Bello. I lied. What is Ellis Oval?
Okay.
We are on the field, shooting around, playing some soccer.
Soccer. Nice.
And then it rained.
I was on Ellis, also. Obviously, not at the same time as you. Otherwise, I would have.
Obviously, he was watching.
Otherwise, I would have left. Otherwise, I would have gone away.
He was up in the stands. He's like.
He was up in the stands.
I was actually at Ellis Oval
today. I saw you. You didn't quite see me. I was
from where I was hiding.
My vantage point was in a tree. I covered myself with leaves. I don't think you saw me.
Terrifying.
I'm taking these off.
I
feel like I'm doing ASMR like in my own.
Head. Do you hear something when you put them on?
No, I just do this to look cool. Put them on. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything.
All right, then put these on.
Okay.
It's like getting felt up by sound. Oh. It's terrible.
You did not have to phrase it like that. Yeah. My mother could be listening.
Sorry.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
A lot of people could be listening.
This is true.
Hey, you put to it. All of you.
Yeah.
Who came here from the Instagram stories?
Do you want to see who's listening? I could read off some names.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm just busting your balls. I can't do that.
It would have been fun. That would have been. That would have been really. That we could.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. I'm so lying. I can actually see everybody that's listening. Yeah. And I'm making a list and checking it twice.
Looks like Paul, my doctor, Paul is listening.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. Alrighty. If I time it right, then this should take us right to the end of the show. So here's Timbaland. What?
Oh, this song is crazy.
I love this song.
This song. Me. The elementary school.
Boom.
Gym.
Boom.
My first ever
kiss.
Gym.
My what?
What? Wait, what did you? Hello. No, I didn't say it. What did you say?
Whoa. voice crack.
Did
sorry.
You get dragged, dude? This is unfathomable.
Let me finish my sentence.
Yeah,
God
elementary
damn
school.
It.
Boom.
I'm in the elementary school gym for my first ever hip hop lesson.
And after that, is that wait? That's the end of the story.
And this is the song that we listened to and that we danced
and
to.
After that your hip-hop career just
took
skyrocketed
off.
yeah well if you any of you want to dance hip-hop ended. To this it's encouraged so enjoy.
I'm out of breath after that.
I know. I that's why I cut it early because, you know, desafortunadamente el baile está muerto. And that's just the way it is. Last song. And we're already cutting into the time. This
Tell
one,
us about it.
This one's for the GERF, man. The GERF back home, you know? When I was deployed. I was never deployed. I was never even sent. Barely leave my house. Yeah. This one, people are weird, so I'm not going to say the name, but this one is for my girlfriend. Anything you guys want to say before I get weird and sappy?
It's been lovely.
It's been a ride, baby. Thank you very much for
wonderful.
Coming on the show.
Thank
oh
you
my
for
gosh,
us.
This is awesome. You guys are the first siblings that I've had on the show ever.
And we will be the last.
And you'll be the last, and you just pull out a gun.
And that's
like
a threat.
Like a giant spider.
I'm actually
a giant spider.
I'm actually a giant spider. And here are my other six arms. Here are my eight guns.
It was cute. We let it go.
The bit never dies. Rule number one about the bit. It's always
okay.
There.
Live out the bit.
Right, we're running out of fucking time here. All right. Love you both. This is a good song. I showed it to you recently.
One, two.
I'm
crossing you in style
someday. I'm going that way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a crazy world to see.